Welcome back to Rome Boys. On this episode, is Jesus coming back this year?
The suspense is terrible.
He's gonna go this time.
I hope it'll last.
That's a great question. I wonder if anybody's ever asked that question before.
Sure. I kind of want them to. Do you guys want them to? I mean, here we go. Let's.
Yeah, if you're not excited about heaven, I don't know. What...
I don't know. This year has been kind of rough. So, yeah, bring it on.
Yeah.
Come on. Please.
Bring it on, Jesus. Yeah, let's do this. Yeah. I mean, come so obviously home. Better than here, heaven is. Yeah,
bring us all home.
Don't... God willing, right?
There's... Yeah, God willing.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, in Matthew 24, verse 36, we're going to be in Matthew 24. So you can go from 36 to 44. It's a great passage on the end times. And so we'll start with verse 36. Of that day and hour, no one knows, neither angels of heaven nor the Son, but the Father alone knows. So we know, or the Father knows, when the world is going to end, when Jesus is going to come back. But even the Son, Jesus, the angels, no one else knows. So with all these predictions, all these people are saying, Jesus is coming back this year. Look at the signs. It's going crazy. True, it's crazy. There's tons of sin out there. It's getting bad out there. But we are expecting it, right? You know, everybody's kind of throwing those signs out there. He's going to come back. Well, we'll look at other verses later on, but I doubt it.
I don't think so.
You know, our conveniences, and there... Don't get me wrong, there's people, I work in the nursing home, you know, there are people that are suffering from the coronavirus.
Mm-hmm.
But October 1939, it was just a couple months after Poland was invaded. And you think about what they were going through during the Holocaust and such. And I mean, this
you had to know that the question got brought
good
up.
Good night.
Yeah, of course.
Is this the end of the world?
So, you know, a little bit before that, in Matthew 24, verse 29, immediately after the tribulation of those days, the sun will be darkened. That hasn't happened.
Mm.
Right.
True. Mm.
The moon will not give its light. That hasn't happened. So there are some checkmark things. Stars will fall from the sky. Mm. Yeah. The powers of the heavens will be shaken. That's kind of interesting to think about.
Mm-hmm. What would that look like?
Yeah. That's a good question.
And do we want to be around for it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So in other words, you know, as far as looking for, is this the tribulation? We probably haven't seen anything yet.
Yeah. You ain't seen nothing yet.
Yeah. It's starting, but you know. But the disciples even said they thought Jesus was coming back in their lifetime. And here we are 2,000 years later.
Well, that's kind of why the reason, if you look at Scripture, why wasn't it written down right away?
Mm-hmm.
Because they thought he was coming back quick.
Yeah.
So they didn't think to write anything down until like,
400. It's been 450 years.
Yeah. Well, better late than never.
Maybe I write some of this stuff.
John's like in his 90s. Oh, I better write something down. I think he's not coming back.
Really mean. Yeah. So.
Well, that's the one thing. I mean, of everything that's in here, time. Right. It starts in Genesis Genesis, the beginning, and Jesus says that He is the Alpha and the Omega. So it spans all space and time. And so I think we worry about, is it now?
Yeah.
But I just kind of want to throw the point out that Jesus goes on to say, you know, in the lesson of the fig tree and then the unknown day and hour, no one knows, right? Mm-hmm. And when the Son of Man comes in His glory, so it is a glorious thing, right? Mm-hmm. It's not something to be afraid of, and I think that's kind of the message we really want to give today is if we're doing what we're supposed to, right? We shouldn't be worried.
Right.
But when the Son of Man comes in His glory and all the angels with Him, He will sit upon His glorious throne and all the nations will be assembled before Him and He will separate them from one another. You may have heard this story, the sheep and the goats.
Right.
And He will separate them from one another as shepherds separate sheep from goats. He'll place the sheep on His right and the goats on His left.
I just picture the escalator going up and the one going down. So I'll take that line, please.
Right.
Going up.
Right. I think you made a good point earlier, though, before you started, was, you know, if you're living a, you're striving for holiness and trying to live the best life you can, there isn't any urgency. I mean, you should be looking forward to his return, not, oh my goodness, is he coming back now?
Right.
Yeah. You know, is this the end? If if he's coming back and you're living your life striving for holiness, living your life for him, you should be like, is he coming back? Right. It should be exciting.
Absolutely.
Exciting, not, you know, dreadful.
Well, it's kind of like the South American culture on the Day of the Dead. You know, it's a celebration.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a celebration.
It should be a celebration.
We do get remorseful, but that's often selfish. We miss the person that's left our presence, you know, on earth.
Yeah, one thing's certain. We're going to die, right?
Absolutely.
We need to be prepared. We know Jesus is coming back, and we know we're going to die. But we need to be prepared spiritually. So if we're going to confession and we're staying in the state of grace, whether Jesus comes back or tomorrow's our last day or Jesus returns tomorrow, we're good. We're good to go. But a lot of souls are not ready.
Yeah,
you know?
That's right.
So, you know, and maybe it's going to be too late if Jesus returns, or maybe tomorrow's your last day. So are you ready right now, regardless of who's, you know, Jesus returning or we're returning, God willing, to heaven?
Absolutely. You know? Mm-hmm. Sacrament, sacrament, sacraments.
Yes.
Live them out today.
Mm-hmm. I've told my kids that a lot, you know, when they're saying, oh, I hope Jesus comes back. Mm. And I'm like, I don't know if we should be hoping for him to come back because of so many lives, so many souls that are on the line right now. That if he were to come back, that's a lot of souls going in the wrong direction.
Within the church and out of the church. And then people that haven't even been evangelized. I mean, there's a lot of work to be done. And if he did come back, wow, it's pretty scary.
It would be
God for purgatory.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
To continue on, just, you know, when he's separating out the nations, the people, and so the sheep on his right, what he said to them is, you gave me drink when I was thirsty. So these are some things we can do now today. I mean, we worry about the virus and our economy and our country and our world and the things that we're seeing. But if you live the way you're supposed to, naked and you clothed me, thirsty and you gave me drink, hungry and you gave me food, you cared for me when I was imprisoned, you visited me. There's a list of things that we can do, because right here he's separating the people out.
Right.
You know, and so
keeping our focus on those, you know, don't be worrying about the external, what is out of our control, what's in our control. You know, the saints said, what would you do if Jesus returned today? I'd go do the dishes like I did yesterday, and I'll do them tomorrow if I'm still around.
Dishes are done, man.
If I die or if Jesus returns.
Now,
so,
which saint was it that did the little things?
Yeah, Saint Thérèse
of Lisieux. Thérèse of Lisieux.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do the little things with great love. Do it for Jesus. Everything you do, do it for Jesus, and you're good to
go. She said, fold a napkin as if it's for Jesus coming to supper. If he shows up, great. And if he doesn't, then the napkin's for the sister or whoever it may be.
I used to joke, you know, leaving your dirty clothes on the floor and, you know, telling your wife, you know, do it as if you're doing it for Jesus.
Did that work?
As you're picking up the dirty clothes off the floor. Yeah. That didn't go over real well.
I just think of college roommates with that and dirty clothes everywhere. Brings back all the memory.
You know, one of the things as far as being prepared, it reminds me of the Passover. And, you know, have your staff in hand and your sandals on your feet. So there are definitely reminders throughout history in Scripture that says we do need to be ready at all times. We need to be ready now. So
absolutely,
it's awesome, though. I mean, it really just kind of settles my spirit when you say, well, I do the dishes, because there's one thing we're supposed to do, well, three things, in order to know that we're on the right path. And it's KLS. I always tell my, you know, high school students, middle school students, whoever we're teaching, to know, love, and serve. And when you
serve
God, know, love, and serve God, right? So just remember those three things and pray for an expanding in those three areas. I think you have another scripture.
Yeah, so Matthew, sticking in Matthew 24, but now verses 42 through 44. Therefore, stay awake. You do not know on which day the Lord will come. But be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of the night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you must also be prepared, for an hour you do not expect the Son of Man will come. So just be ready.
Just
be holy.
Think of Jesus as a thief.
No, I didn't steal anything. I was returning something I stole.
He's going to come. Yeah.
He's going to come at any moment and steal your soul. No.
Kind of like Aslan, right? And the lion that comes in. Like, a lot of people have this rosy-cheeked Jesus version, you know, and he's just like a kind friend and gentle. There's something to that. But he's also the lion. You know, he's coming in with a vengeance because he's coming to, you know, bring souls to heaven. And the devil's going down.
Sort out the sheep and the goats.
It's true. You know, I think it's interesting just the question because, I mean, what do you think about when, you know, somebody asks, are these the end times? Mm-hmm. What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Mm. What's the first thing?
Oh. I got to get to confession. Tombstone, yeah. This is for real.
I think, you know, having been Protestant, for me it was like the Left Behind series and the rapture,
rapture,
people disappearing, clothes being laying on the ground still.
And so, I think it might be another episode. Do Catholics believe in rapture? Different subject. That is something that comes to mind.
But I mean, you think about the end times and you think, well, the devil's supposed to reign for 1,000 years, right? Mm-hmm. He's supposed to come out of
and
the
do
hole.
We take that literal? But I mean, he's going to. I mean,
is he doing it now?
That's what I'm thinking. He's all out.
So this is really the end times goes all the way back to the crucifixion and even before, actually.
Oh, yeah. The end times started when Adam and Eve ate the apple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It started when Jesus rose from the dead. I mean, we've been in the end times. Mm-hmm. Every day is the one is getting closer to the last day or is the last day.
Yeah.
We should be living our lives as if he's coming back today.
Right, right.
That today is the last day. Mm-hmm. But what do we look for?
there's
signs?
There's a checklist, so we always have to be prepared. You know, if death didn't exist, really that's kind of the perspective.
It didn't or in the original plan, but sin brought it into the world.
Exactly. So there was heaven on earth before that. And then it was labor and pain and being kicked out of the garden. And then comes, you know, each episode after that, right? Mm-hmm. Cain and Abel and on.
It's just been going on and on and on.
Vicious every time, snowball,
Time the world goes nuts, though. Mm-hmm. And right now we're in some pretty chaotic times. Mm-hmm. And it just comes to mind. I mean, even when the Twin Towers fell, the first people started thinking, is this the end?
Right.
You can cut them over till it's over.
Well, it's part of it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, maybe it is a bit healthy for us to have that reset button pushed.
Reality check.
Yeah.
A reality check.
But if death didn't exist, we wouldn't have this tendency with our fallen nature to do right today. Mm-hmm. Like, goodness, when we think, you know, I could die today.
Yeah.
I might want to go to confession.
I wonder how many people think that every day when they wake up. This could be it. Yeah.
Well, I think if they did... The least experienced emotion in the human existence is gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. Sorry, I don't have the bibliography to quote it. Maybe we can put it in the show notes. I'll bring it out. But I used to quote that all the time.
Ungratefulness.
Yeah. But think about that. And what did God do for us? But, you know, he died on the cross for us, right? Mm-hmm. We should be grateful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how do you say thank you to that?
Yeah.
How you live your lives for
every day.
I suppose if you like have a few moments before your own death or Jesus returning, get on your knees and prostrate yourself and say you're sorry for everything. You know, I picture like a plane's going down. Doesn't matter. There's an atheist on there. You know, Hindu, Muslim. Everybody's begging. You know, for mercy
every
at that point.
Bell,
but we should do that every day, right? Yep. Because we don't know when the last is going to be.
Every day you should be. The plane is going down.
Air brakes.
it really should change how we live. And so I hope that in sparking some of these thoughts and reading some of the scripture that people get that, you know, that you don't just give up and say, well, I'm too far gone now. And there's nothing I can do about that. There is something you can do. You can ask for forgiveness and do the right thing now. Yeah. And actually, you know, go say I'm sorry to people that maybe that you've wronged. Mm-hmm.
But never give up hope. Don't despair, because even Scripture says that we're not even worthy enough to judge ourselves. Mm-hmm. You know, I can't come off with it off the top of my head.
So,
it's in there.
Well,
I'll put it in the show notes.
Saint, you know, the great JP2 said in Fides et Ratio, Faith and Reason, in the very beginning of the book, that without hope, a people are dead. Mm. So it's actually the rules of three. Without water for 3 days, you're dead. Mm. Without food for 3 weeks, you're dead. And without hope, you're dead in 3 months.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Wow, I did not know
it that. It is the rule of three. It's often taught in military service in the United States. So,
wow. So I guess that's the devil's main attack, is to attack that hope.
Hope.
Yeah, and always have it.
And he is attacking our hope. Mm-hmm. Very good.
Okay. Very not good,
Joe. Yeah, very not good. bad.
I think very good that...
I'm fuzzy on the whole good, bad thing. What do you mean bad?
I think we covered some good ground here.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, please leave them in the comments. Don't forget to subscribe. And click that little notification bell. It'll let you know whenever we have new content coming out. And please share with your friends. And
bring us more topics. We definitely want to address things that you're concerned about and that you have questions about. I know that so far we've grown. Mm-hmm. And we appreciate everybody and all the likes and the shares. And we'll share some statistics with you. Rome Boys is growing, and we appreciate your support. And hopefully we're doing good things.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for Is Jesus Coming Back? God bless.